Shmuel Rabinovich.
I think tonight's title is the difference between Brismila and Shofar. Some of the Olim are wondering what the connection is. And also after I thought of it, it prompts quite a neged this week's parasha. Shemois is the first time we find a lady doing Brismila, Tzipora. It's glad the Mila Shleba's man, so see it's not Mam Shasim, that's what we're talking about, but yeah. So we'll start off with the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says that the reason why we don't lay Megillah Purim falls to be on Shabbos is Gzeirah Shema Yavrena Abamos B'shus Rav and Mechusha, that somebody might come and have a Shabbos to Rav and will come and will carry the Megillah Abamos B'shus Rav. And also the Gemara is Megillah B'Shabbos Lekir in my time Om Rabba Akoch Yavim B'Kiris Megillah B'Kir Shef Av Ein Akoch B'Kir Megillah Gzeirah Shema Yitana B'Yodhi V'Yelich Yitzabok Yilumad Yavrena Abamos B'shus Rav V'Hain Yitam D'Shef V'Hain Yitam B'Lulov. Oh, so that's one reason. The Gemara gives another reason. Rav Yosef Amar Pnei Neim Shaliyah Nesuos Mritki Megillah. The reason is because the Aniyim, they always expect that after Megillah they'll get Matanah Sevyonim. As Rashi says, or Sadoshna Rashi, the Kabbal Matanah Sevyonim V'Iyah Shabbos Shabbos. So we see how far the Chazal went. That we don't want that. The Mikra Megillah, which is one of the main things of Purim, if it falls out on Shabbos, we cancel the whole thing, because it might upset the Aniyim, because they normally expect to get Matanah Sevyonim after Megillah. So if Purim falls out on Shabbos, we cancel the whole Megillah for that. Yeah, interesting thing. Oh, so Tosfos Fekta Kasha, the Shem will Fekta Kasha. Now, what's how come all of a sudden, Ren Abraham Shus Rab, all of a sudden by Shofar, Megillah, Lulav, Chazal goes with that you don't do on Shabbos? What about Mila? The Chura, Bris Mila, there's two Chashashas. Either you'll carry the child, or you might come to carry the knife, Abraham Shus Rab. So why don't we make the same Gezer? Oh, sorry? Sorry? So that's the shame for the Kash. So Tosis has two tirutzim. Tosis says, his first tirutz is, Avamila b'Shabbos in Yitzchus, the Chamir Shekei Nichsa Alea Yud Gimel Brisos. Something which is so chamal that there's 13 Brisos on it, Chazal can't come and do it. It's based on the Gemara Yivamos Daf Dalad that the Gemara asks that we should learn out from Mila that Asei Kamidoicha Leisa Shiyash Bekaris. Oh, so that the Gemara, you can't learn out from there. Why? Because Mila's different. You can't agree out to call it a Kula. Because Mila's something that says, Yod Gimel Brisos. Oh, so that's first Teretz. So it's quite simple. Tosfos Nocha Teretz. And also, Vagam Ein Adam Mol, Ela and Kain have a Boki, the Sakana Yash Bedova. Another Teretz also seems quite understandable that Mila is something, it's an operation, it's not something which anybody can do. So generally the person that's doing the operation will know what he's doing.
Know what he's doing while carrying.
The chashash is about the knife and everything. But
the knife.
Yeah, but generally the person that's doing the mer will be a baki, and a mela, he'll know all the halachas and everything, because it's not something that everybody does.
Sorry? Shev is also that person baki.
Oh, but there's no sakana involved, so it's less. So you don't have to be such a baki. Let's look around. There's pashtus there. I would say there's more bali to carry in Manchester than Merlin. In Merlin you have to have a license for, and there's about 10 in all Manchester. Oh, so that's Tosfos Losh. And God, the Rishonim give different, similar terutzim, but not slightly different to what Tosfos says. Like, there's another teretz that we find that the Meiri says, Mila is Masur li Yechidim. His Loshin is to the Avi Aben and the Moyo. The Adava Motzo Lir is reasonable. Mashikin Shefer Vululov Lakur Masurin. Interesting. That's something which is given, especially a person, when a person has a mitzvah that's given just for him, then he's going to be zaris with it, and he'll have learned all the halachas properly. Mashikin, something which is given to everybody, meaning it's a mila, you know, everybody gets all excited when they have a child, they stay up the whole night before and they get busy with the halachas. It's something, a special mitzvah, especially for them. So the pashas that have learned, they'll have learned all the halachas, and they won't have a shaila with a knife. They'll know that they'll be more prepared. Mashikin, a mitzvah that happens to everybody every year is something which is less. Is something that a person might be more, you know, won't exactly know all their lachas about it. Oh, rather we'll see a svar faket as well. But, oh, so that's the Meiri's lach. I mean, Tosfos was saying more out that it's a baki because it's a kana involved with mila, then a person and a baki will do it. And then the Meiri is saying over lach and that it's masur lichidim. That's something, and a person has a special mitzvah, especially for him, and nobody else is involved, then he'll have gone through their lachas the night before. Oh. The Ran says similar to this, and his lashon is that Shofar Megillah Hakol Chayovim Ve'in Hakol Begin Ve'in Hakol Bekim Ve'Kulam Trudim Lilmed Ve'Lotzis Yidei Chavosan Avon Mila In Hakol Trudim Boi Elo Avi Aben Bovad Ve'Mi Avrenu Yimchu Biyodol Hakol She'inam Trudim. Very interesting. He says that Pshat is that by Mila, about this person, only the Avi Aben and the Moel, there's only certain people involved with the mitzvah. So if they start running with a knife of a child, everybody will stop them. So here, Shabbos, Mashinkin, by Shofar and Megillah, and about we're all involved, we all have the mitzvah as well, that people will lose themselves. If there's a shadow with a Megillah, everybody will forget to remind the person that's running in Shas Rav with the Megillah. That's what he said. A bit differently. Oh. There's another teretz that the Meiri and the Etzbarah bring a very interesting teretz, also based on the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Dalet. They say that Shofar Megillah of Tluyim, the Lashon is Tluyim B'Kvur HaChadoshim, that's Lashon of the Meiri, and the Etzbarah is Lashon, it's Toli on Yibur Diyarcha. It depends how Chazal on the second in the Zman Mikdash by the when the Makadosh Tachodesh, but even nowadays it depends, we're relying on the way Hillel was Masakin, how the year works. And his Lashon is, he says even though Hillel was masakin that this is how we work out how the all the Yom Tov work, he said it's still not considered a vada. There's no two ways about it. Unless maybe it was a safek shkia, whatever. That's not a normal case, but in a regular case of bris mila, it's something which I don't have to talk about Yom HaShemini. I mean, it's something which is Vada Yom HaShemini, then we can't start, Chazal won't start making gezeiros for Yom Tov, which is not 100% for not 100% Vada, for something which is the Vada. Shabbos is every 7 days. Oh. Yeah, I should just think about that now. Yeah. So Shabbos is a Vada. So why, when it comes to Shabbos, then why didn't they make a gzera? Yeah. Question. Anyone has an answer? Okay, I'll have to see. Shabbos is a good swear. It's a rather, yeah. Oh, so that's the lotion of the Meiri and the Ritva. There's another teretz. Rav Friedlander was Meritas, the Meiri and the Taz. Most people don't know this Meiri, because the Meiri is right at the end. It brings the Svara, and the Taz is more Beferish. So famous Taz, that something which the Torah was Mati Beferish, Chazal can't come and be Oka. So what does that mean? That means over here, B'yei Mashmini, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Tesis, U'b'yei Mashmini, it's Mashma, whatever happens. B'yei Mashmini falls on Shabbos, weekday, that, whatever happens. So Chazal can't come and be Oka something. Chazal can. The Moshul, let's say, by Shofar, it doesn't say clearly that it has to be done on Shabbos. It says that you blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So Chazal can come and say it. If Rosh Hashanah pulled out to be on Shabbos, then we can come and make gzera that you don't blow Shofar. Mashiach Islam, which is B'yom HaShmini, which it says Klal B'yom HaShmini, then Chazal come with Oka. The problem that I had with this was, let me first go through this Taz, because the Taz actually has another question, how he comes on to this. The Taz has a question that every Yom Tov, he's got a question, and Chazal, how can we blow Shofar? There's a chashash that someone might come in masak in a cliche, a musical instrument, that's his cash. So with that he answers that Chazal can't come, but by being mevatel Shofar on every Rosh Hashanah, then they're going to come, it's kula take away mitzvah from the Torah. Oh, so it says over here. Hiksha Mizrachi brings the question. Beyond of Naminig, the Shem attacking cliche, the Herch was there, but Sefer Tez Kulam, Mizrachi does not answer. And this dati, the Kulam Shefer, little Shem, other than Kulam Mitzvah. Oh, so the first text is he said that's not. Maybe the Chazal don't make such a gzera because it's made for a tequila mitzvah. Maybe the whole chashash of tikkun kli is only when it's for a musical instrument. Another text says, "Odnei the text, Eilehem ligzav alecha legamri devater shetzisal et kura b'yom zeh bishlem of Shabbos." He says, "Lemis achel legamri why kemeshe b'loy Shabbos taken b'yom tov." Mashinkin to come and be okay in Gantz, and that means that they'll never. The whole thing of Sheriff is falling apart, so Chazal can't do that. And then he says, "V'nerei shezeh b'chlam mash also siyag l'ter v'loy lava d'v'ter d'zeh lava d'v'ter l'ak l'gamim." How time anicha oid mash kosa b'siyasa b'shem aran? Our question: Mash damila the tchir Shabbos v'loy the dachir Shabbos v'loy gzina shem yavatim that adam s'pshis rabbi v'tits the chalek b'zeh. He says you can use this svara that he wants to answer the mezorchi. He said use it with his up. Yeah, Mishmi tells us clearly that even Meshabbos. The Meir Chazav that the koyach the kam. Okay. Oh, so the problem I had with that was that again maybe Biyom Mishmini means on the 8th day, but not on Shabbos. So it's not. It could be that if you see the Gemara's in Sanhedrin, it could be that the Ubayim, the extra vav on the front of Bayim is mashma. Even on Shabbos, it's a ribbit, but that's what came to my mind. So after this, I saw the Meiri brings another teretz. It's the Namash Meirda Keteretz that answers it all together. He says that what the Torah says Biyom Hashmini, which is mashma even on Shabbos when you look at it. And what is Mila? Mila, there's no two ways about it. You can't do Mila without doing a malacha. His lashon is that ikim etzvasa b'malacha chamura. So there's no way to do Mila without doing a malacha chamura. So he says, how come it doesn't make sense that Chazal should come and start being goza, that someone might come and carry Nishas Rabbi? When we know clear that Biyom Hashmini is mashma even on Shabbos, that you should do Mila on Shabbos, so Chazal should start being goza that might come and carry in the Rabbim, but we see clearly that the Torah is not bothered. The Torah tells Biyom Hashmini to do Mila on Shabbos. Mashinkin, he says, Mashinkin by Shofar, the Torah tells you to blow Shofar, but we don't know that. Maybe the Torah only wants you to blow Shofar if there's no Chashas Chil Shabbos involved. Say, look, Klishe is a Drabonim, but there's no Zichon Odorais involved. So maybe the Torah only wants you to blow Shofar when there's no Chil Shabbos involved. And after that, I saw the Bach in Tavkav Peiches, he asked the same, he brings in Mizrachis Kasha as well, and he wants to answer the Mizrachis Kasha. That the Mizrachis Kasha was that why, how can you ever blow Shofar on Yom Tov? Because Shem second Klish is, his Lashon is, B'li Ner, the Kushim Ekar Hachim Teretzo. Similar to what the Meir's second Teretzo was it. The Pshit, the Layana Adas Lema, the Tispatla Tkir, Fisha Chom Osset Tkir Beyond, Mishim Shem Tak Nishi. What does he say? That Kir Zud Roshon Alei Tikno, Kimish Atir Tzivsel Tkir B'Zayim. You see clearly that the Torah wants you to blow Shofar on that day, so how can the same type of Sra that we're saying now, the Torah wants you to blow Shofar, and it's Mashma even in Shabbos. So we're going to start doing the second on this, on the Ikim Mitzvah, so take it away, we're not going to do that. Oh, so just to sum up, we've got about, we have 7 Tiritzim, and then the Me'iris Chab, we have the Tazis for all that, anything that says Beferish, B'yom Hashmini Chazal can't be Oka, but we had the question on that, B'yom Hashmini means maybe the 8th day, but not on Shabbos. Oh, so that's the Me'iris brings that, and he says, and he adds to that, doesn't make sense. But Yom Shini is Zichin Mashma Shabbos, and then to Chazal, and we see clearly that the Torah is not bothered about you doing Malacha. So it doesn't make sense that Chazal can start coming and being making Zeres, and we see that Eikim and Sos is Malacha, Mashaykin Shofar. Maybe the Torah only wants you to blow Shofar when there's no Chil Shabbos involved. Yeah. See, that's good. Yeah. That's good.